This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Now a field, soon a plant. Tesla has started construction on a very new China factory. Elon Musk's electric car company aims to pump out its very first Tesla there this year. How crucial is this move to the goal of scaling up production for some highly anticipated cars? That's the question. We'll get some answers after these tech headlines. It appears that tech hiring has seen a cool down. The declines, which followed gains a month earlier, left total employment for core IT jobs in 2018 just below 5.2 million. That's up from roughly 5 million a year ago. All told, there were 6 months of IT employment gains and 6 months of losses last year. Results are based on an analysis of the latest Labor Department jobs data. Software and application developers remain the most sought-after tech workers, followed by computer user support specialists and computer systems engineers and architects. New details on an airplane crash puts air tech in the spotlight. A downed Lion Air flight, which killed 189 people in Indonesia in October, has revved up a debate over ever more powerful cockpit automation. The Wall Street Journal reports that while increased automation has contributed to record low accident rates in recent years, some of the highest profile airliner crashes have been prompted in part by pilots who didn't fully understand the complexities and interplay of automated safeguards. The journal goes on to write that in the future, companies like Boeing may embrace certain autonomous operations and artificial intelligence to prevent accidents. The journal's Andy Pastor and Robert Wall have more at WSJ.com. And consumer tech is about to get personal. More exhibitors at this year's CES, the annual showcase for consumer technology that kicks off this week in Las Vegas, are displaying wearables and other devices that track health data, including wristbands that check blood pressure, a forehead sleep sensor that detects breathing irregularities, and a band that monitors a fetal heart rate and in utero kicks. All told, 511 companies this year are registered as exhibitors in the digital health category. That's up from 472 last year. Coming up, Elon Musk's brand new China factory aims for its first Tesla this year. Tesla was the first foreign automaker to take advantage of a rule change allowing foreigners to own their China business. Fast forward to the construction of a new China factory, the first wholly foreign-owned car plant in the country. With the ceremonial groundbreaking at the plant east of Shanghai this week, Tesla CEO Elon Musk was on hand at the 210-acre site to press a button to switch on the plant, which is at the moment a field. And that button was indeed pressed. Just wait, because Mr. Musk said he aims to build the plant in quote-unquote record time. Let's talk about what we know. Joining us now, actually from CES in Las Vegas, because by the way, that's happening, is Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins. Hey, Tim.
Hi.
Now, I have to ask, you're right there in the thick of it all. What is new and exciting by way of the automotive tech world?
CES has become largely an automotive show, a place where car companies and car parts makers talk about what their vision for the future is in a way that it helps drive what customers are thinking is around the next corner. So talk by Toyota about the way they think that autonomous driving might work, a demonstration by Audi about how they think entertainment in the car might be in the future. Really an opportunity for the industry to say, hey, this is kind of our best guess on the way we think things are going to go.
That's a nice little teaser there, Tim. Thank you. We'll be covering all kinds of CES stuff this week on the podcast. But turning to the news of this Chinese factory, it's been said, we've been saying it on the podcast, Tesla needs to make cars. A big new factory in a big, huge market sounds like an important step. So how crucial is this Chinese factory for the production ramp Tesla needs? This is a big deal, right? This is a big opportunity.
Another step in Tesla's ambition of becoming essentially a grown-up car company. If you're selling electric cars, you're selling electric luxury cars, then you really need to be in China. They have had some success building cars in the U.S. and taking them to China, but those are high-priced vehicles. And with the trade uncertainty and just the general rule of thumb in the auto industry is you want to build where you sell. So Tesla taking the step of beginning to start construction of a new assembly factory in China. Another ambitious target to get it open and operating, but that's kind of the Elon Musk way.
Yeah, and speaking to that, what do we know about that timeline? What type of pressure are we seeing in terms of the Model 3 sedan, for instance, our first mainstream electric car? What does that mean for volume potentially?
Well, one thing Tesla wants to do is take advantage of all the hype and interest in the vehicle. So they want to get production going as quickly as possible in China so they can start selling a vehicle that's more affordable there, which they can do if they build it there. So there's a lot of pressure to get that factory built this year. Elon Musk suggesting that maybe some production can begin towards the end of the year and then volume production can begin next year. The thing is about Elon Musk is anybody who's watched him over the last few years knows that he tends to set these hyper ambitious goals and oftentimes doesn't quite follow in with his deadlines. I want to remind you when the Model 3 started production in the summer of 2017, he was anticipating reaching the build rate of 5,000 Model 3 sedans a week by the end of that year. Mm-hmm. It's something that really took him a year to do, in fact. So a lot of kind of industry observers, you know, maybe are questioning if the turnaround time is possible. That said, Tesla has suggested that the factory they're going to build in China is not going to be, at the beginning, as automated as the Model 3 line initially was. You remember they started building these cars under it to speed up production when they were struggling at their California factory. So we're kind of looking for something like that at the get-go.
Right. And when it comes to doing business in China, the U.S.-China trade war speaks for itself. A foreign company like Tesla entering the situation at this point in time, how does it broach the situation?
Well, Tesla is a unique situation here. Foreign automakers going into China before, if they wanted to build, had to have a joint venture partner, a local Chinese company to partner with, split the business with. Tesla was really reluctant to that idea. They wanted to control their own fate. So they're going to be a test, essentially, of going into the company, into the country, if you will. And so there's some pluses and minuses with that. They get to control their own way, but close China watchers say that there might be some challenges in the realm of politics. They won't have a local guide, if you will, to kind of help them navigate some of the pitfalls that you have as an outside company.
Tim Higgins, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Be sure to check back for more coverage of the annual CES show in Las Vegas. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.